For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. I'm just loving giving you these truths, but boy, they're getting to me as I'm giving them to you, so I hope it's affecting you the same way. And these things are critical, aren't they? So I'm going to get right into it because we're trying to get through 10 hindrances to answered prayer. And in the meantime, make sure you're going to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, to register for the Book of James, 3 Monday nights. The Book of James, right here in Metairie, Louisiana, beginning September the 10th. Well, our fifth hindrance to answered prayer. You've asked amiss, or your motive is wrong. James 4:3. When you ask, you do not receive because you're asking with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Now, you say, gosh, am I never allowed to have anything that, you know, I'm just deeply desiring? That no, don't do that, brothers and sisters. God's a good God. But here's what he will do. He will really give you a motivational check. You know, he'll have you search your heart. Is your motive correct on why you're asking for that specific thing? Could it damage you? Could it damage the person you're related to? Ask God. God, is my motive all right on this? Will you get glory in the answer, God? That's a great way to find out if your motive is wrong. Matthew 7:7, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Well, and here's a motive in that asking. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Let's get some balance here. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. See, you may say, but God, I just wanted that. Well, you know what? I don't know if you're lusting or coveting or if it's going to bring harm to you or if it's you're asking too soon. It's not that God wouldn't want to give it to you, whatever it is, but perhaps you're just undeveloped yet in your maturity or your character or your faith, and he's got to hold it for a little bit. I don't know. This is why you must go. James 4:3, when you ask, you don't receive because you have wrong motives. You're not getting the answer to your prayer. You're spending it on your own pleasures, coveting or lusting. If you're simply praying for gratification or your own pleasures, this scripture says you're asking amiss. So to make sure you say, God, you know what? It would be a deep desire of my heart. And you get real with God. Say, but God, you know best on the timing. You know best if it's not even good for me. And help me to be big enough, mature enough to say, if it's not your will, then forget it. Take it out. Just remove the desire. You see, he wants the best for you. But number 5, hindrance to answered prayer. You're asking amiss or you have a wrong motive. Number 6, hindrance to answered prayer. Unresolved relationships or an improper treatment of a mate. It's just causing all kinds of discord in your home. And then here on the side, you're praying for all these things. No, it's not going to happen. Look at 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Watch this next phrase. That your prayers be not hindered. Talking about hindrances to answered prayer. That you are having an improper treatment, unresolved relationship with your spouse. And it says that your prayer be not hindered. Husbands, no. You know, she's the weaker vessel. And wives, you've got to treat him right as well. If you're having a conflict in this area, you go to each other, you go to God, you lay it on the table, confront each other, say, hey, we need God in this. Romans 12:18, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Live at peace with everyone. Hey, more tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.